For this Friday, May 9th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Indiana State Police is making one thing clear, and that is click it or ticket. Troopers are ramping up patrols to catch drivers not using their seatbelts from May 17th through May 31st. A recent survey found that 93.6% of Indiana drivers wear their seatbelts. Officers say while this is encouraging, there's still work to be done to reach the remaining 6.4% of drivers who put themselves at risk. For additional information about seatbelt safety, you can visit on.in.gov/seatbelt. Officials with Burdett Park announced that they have opened their valves and have started to fill their pools. They shared a picture on social media Tuesday, reminding community members to get your discounted season passes now. Officials say the pools have diving boards, water slides, and even an interactive spray park. Opening day for the park is set for May 24th, and after that, the pools will be open 7 days a week all summer long. North Posey Athletics is having their athletic physicals tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. at North Posey High School. The cost is $10. The physicals are for all incoming 7th through 12th grade students planning on participating in athletics at North Posey for the 2025-2026 school year. Malvern High School is having a movie night this evening from 6:45 until 9 o'clock. For entry into the movie night, they're asking for a donation of hygiene products benefiting Family Matters of Posey County. The movie night tonight will be held at the Malvern High School football field. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey baseball plays in a tournament at Jasper at 5:30. They will also play two games tomorrow in the tournament up at Jasper. The first game is in the morning at 10 o'clock, and the second game tomorrow will be at 2:30. North Posey softball plays Jasper on the road tonight at 5 o'clock, and Malvern softball heads to Boonville at 5:30. In local college sports tonight, USI baseball begins a three-game series at home with Southeast Missouri State. First pitch at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles have six conference games left and currently sit at 10-11 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Good enough for sixth place. Evansville baseball starts a three-game series on the road at Southern Illinois at 6 o'clock. The Purple Aces have six conference games remaining as they sit at 8-13 in the Missouri Valley Conference. The top eight teams make the conference tournament, and UE sits in eighth place right now. They are one game in front of Bradley for the final postseason spot and two games behind Indiana State for seventh place. Switching to professional sports in the NBA playoffs this evening, the Indiana Pacers play game three of their second round series with the Cleveland Cavaliers. The ball goes up at 6:30. The series has shifted to Indianapolis for game three tonight and game four on Sunday night. The Pacers lead the best of seven series. Series 2-0. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs both had the day off. The Cardinals are back in action this evening in Washington as they start a three-game series against the Nationals. First pitch at 5:45. St. Louis has won five straight games as they have a record of 19-19. The Chicago Cubs begin a three-game set in New York against the Mets at 6:10. The Cubs are 22-16 overall, and the Cincinnati Reds lost the finale of their four-game series in Atlanta against the Braves 5-4 in 11 innings. The Reds got beaten three of the four games in Atlanta. Cincinnati is 19-20 and will continue their road trip this evening in Houston with the first of a three-game series with the Astros at 7:10. That's news and sports for this Friday, May 9th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.